Well, we've just heard the reading about how we've got to stay connected to Jesus because he is the true vine and we are the branches. Now, what does that mean? How are we like plants? How are we like plants? Well, we were created by God, so that's like plants. And we grow like plants, we change, so we're like plants. And Jesus says we're like the branches of his plant. But how are we not like plants? Well, we move a lot more than a plant moves, don't we? That's one thing. We don't eat soil, we don't live on soil. And we don't produce flowers and fruit. Ah, but we do produce flowers and fruit. Children, would you like to help me? In another part of the Bible, it says that we produce fruit, spiritual fruit. Would you like to help me putting the balloons on? There are 9 different kinds of spiritual fruit, and they are joy, peace, patience, love, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, and goodness, and self-control. And when we have these spiritual fruits, they help us to behave in particular ways. We're more loving, we're more kind, we're more caring. Reach up, workers, well done. Thank you, children. So, a plant, we've worked out, needs soil, didn't we say that? And water and soil and light. So what do we need to help us grow this kind of spiritual fruit? We need to stay, it said in the Gospel, we need to stay connected to Jesus. We need to stay rooted in Jesus. Here's my...
Fiona?
Is anything the matter, plant?
Yes, my fruit's beginning to wilt.
Why?
I don't know. What does it say in the scripture reading?
It said you had to stay connected to Jesus. So you can't just be near Jesus, you've actually got to be connected to Jesus. And if we decide to go our own way, then the branches might just wilt. And we saw what happened to those branches that were pruned off, didn't we? Wilting fruit is not attractive, and useless branches get pruned off.
Oh, no, it's getting
moved. Okay, well... Jesus doesn't pour water over us, does he? But how does he help us stay connected and help us to grow? Well, there are 3 main ways, but lots and lots of other ways. The first way is to talk to him, to pray with him. The second is to read the Bible, to read God's word, and his word will help you to grow. And the third way is to stay with other people who are also Christian, and they can help you. Now, he may prune us, but then the best part happens. What's this? What's this? Ooh. The Royal Horticultural Show Chelsea. The Gold Award for Beautiful Fruit is awarded to God. So the one who made all this beautiful fruit has won the award, and all the fruit has brought glory to God.